So, Jim, earlier this month you went to SAP TechEd out in Las Vegas. What were your thoughts about that, and what was SAP's message to developers?
Yeah, Dave. As you mentioned, first week of October, I went to TechEd, which is Las Vegas is one of I think they do four over the years. They're actually having one in Barcelona next week, the last week of October. So they kind of this is a more developer oriented conference, and I know we've both been to Sapphire, which tends to be more business oriented. More, it's a larger show. Sapphire is so. This TechEd audience is very developer heavy. There are people that basically want to go to learn about SAP development issues and technologies and tools. So there's a lot of technical information sessions. You can find out about anything like how best to data integration tools, how to extend cloud applications. If there's low code development tools out there. So it gets kind of deep into the weeds of SAP development, and that's the sort of the purpose of the conference. But to your point, they do have a larger aim, I think, and it kind of showed in the keynote address that was given by this year by SAP board member Bert Leukert. And their larger point that they're getting at is they want to see SAP as at the forefront of what they call building the intelligent enterprise. And the intelligent enterprise is kind of this world where business applications can be more flexible, can be respond to things in more in real time, and they can sort of build on new business models and people can figure out new ways of doing things. So it's an interesting aim.
Your news piece from the conference talked about some open source announcements and some cloud development tools and technologies. Do you have any thoughts about that and how that plays into the whole intelligent enterprise?
Yeah, well, their whole point there is they want to be open. As Bernd Leukert said in his, I'm going to paraphrase it, but basically he said that openness is the future of business applications. And they want to, at the one hand, they want to have them open so you can use open APIs. And they also want to sort of have developers extend applications and build applications in smaller, more flexible bits. So they had a number of things like things being containerized in Kubernetes. So you can take, bits of applications and mix and match them, as they said at one point. Somebody said, one of the SAP executives said it's kind of a mix and match environment where you can go and you can take a bit of this and a bit of that. And they want to have it open. They're building it on open standards. They want to open up the sort of the back end SAP kind of, system of record of the sort of more traditional what we think of as the legacy master data of the SAP applications, and they want to kind of extend that so developers can build applications that use that but can integrate with other sources and other applications. So a lot of it is devoted to that. And what they really, in this thing, their major theme was, as I said, building the intelligent enterprise. And they're kind of they characterize it as being built on three pillars, three foundational aspects. One is the applications, which are, the core, what they call the digital core of S/4HANA, and the supply chain applications. And, they talked about C/4HANA a little bit, which is their customer experience. So that's the sort of the user facing, that's the application end of it. And the second pillar that they talked about was the digital platform. And this is where basically the intelligent applications are built on and what they extend out from. And that consists of SAP Cloud Platform, which is kind of the cloud foundation for application development. And also it's a platform, essentially. I don't know if you'd call it a product. It's really a platform that they first introduced at TechEd last year, and it's kind of grown a little bit to be pretty significant part of what they're talking about. And that's the SAP Data Hub. And this is a data management sort of environment where they can take data from different sources and as I said, you deal with structured and unstructured data, and what this will do is it'll take the in just some instances, you know, if we're talking about unstructured data, that needs to be sort of made available to be analyzed for business applications. So that's what Data Hub does, essentially. And so that's the second pillar. The third pillar that they talked about is the intelligent technologies. And this is, you know, essentially their SAP Leonardo suite of next generation applications. And that's kind of what I say makes the intelligent enterprise intelligent, because that provides the advanced analytics, IoT data, things like blockchain, machine learning, and artificial intelligence. That's what developers can use to put in these applications that make them, as we say, intelligent, you know, in quotes. But
how ready do you think the developers and the other SAP customers are to follow through and execute this vision?
Yeah, that's an open question, Dave, to be honest with you. I did talk to a number of developers there, and I would say not one of them said that they were involved in even a project as compelling as an S/4HANA migration. None of them that I talked to were involved in anything sort of tangible, anything real about getting that, but all of them were interested in it. All of them know it's coming. All of them said, well, not all of them, but you know, a couple of people I talked to said they were there. You know, one of the things was specifically to get information about, you know, where they can go, where the resources are, you know, sort of where, what they need to do to kind of get this on the roadmap. Some people I talked to a couple of people from Medtronic, which is the large medical device manufacturer. They've been an SAP customer for a number of years. They have a very well-established ECC environment. It's all on-premises, kind of your traditional what you think about as an SAP ERP implementation. The people that I talked to there were not there to gather information about an S/4HANA migration. They were there for other purposes. But so I said, I asked them that if they were interested in any of the intelligent enterprise things and S/4HANA migrations, and they said, no, we're not, but they did mention that they have a lot of people from Medtronic were going there, so there could have been other people that were there for their company that were interested. But essentially they said, and there is, like I said, there is probably as classic an on-premise ERP ECC implementation as there is now, and their bottom line was that S/4HANA it's on the roadmap, but it's not anywhere near being, implementation won't start anytime soon.
So based on that kind of input and maybe the sessions that you saw and the sort of more practical hands-on sessions and some of the other things you might have been hearing, what do you think the developer crowd at TechEd was, what do they really deal with on a day-to-day basis? What are their real problems?
I think they are sort of trying to build applications, trying to extend their applications, trying to make sure that their SAP systems are running properly. There was one of the big announcements from the developer's perspective was the ABAP environment for SAP Cloud Platform, which was announced at last year's TechEd, and it was basically released this year's TechEd. So it's had a year to kind of, marinate, I guess, and have people use it. And again, this got a very big response. People were very positive about that. So I think that, and one of the reasons for that was it's allowing the SAP sort of ABAP developers, those kind of classic people that have been involved in developing, applications with ABAP for years, it's allowing them to extend their skills into the cloud environment because they know that the future is going to the cloud. So I think that was something that they're really interested in.
Well, an interesting report, Jim. Thanks for coming in today.
Yeah, thank you, Dave.